did he run? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Still no sign of the shooter who was nearly naked when he opened fire at a Tennessee Waffle House, murdering four people, injuring four.
No credible sighting of 29-year-old Travis Ryan King overnight. So as you can imagine, people understandably waking up concerned, some even scared. We've got local schools on lockout this morning. Police lining the streets up and down this area.
Elizabeth Armstrong with Fox 17 TV in Antioch.
The Secret Service actually took him into custody after he entered a restricted area. Trying to see President Trump. A sheriff's department in Illinois also revoked his firearms authorization. His guns were seized and ultimately released to his father. One of those guns used in this shooting behind me here.
Now, a man inside the restaurant stopped the rampage, wrestling the gun away. Then the shooter fled.
If it was going to come down to it, he was going to have to work to kill me.
But James Shaw Jr. claims he's no hero. France's president is in Washington for 2 days of meetings with President Trump. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The state visit is expected to be dominated by differences on the Iran nuclear deal. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders expects it to be productive.
This is our country's oldest ally, and they've been a great partner. The president and President Macron have had a great relationship since the very beginning.
President Macron will try to persuade President Trump to remain in the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. President and Mrs. Trump will host President and Mrs. Macron for a private dinner this evening at Mount Vernon. Dave?
John, it's a boy, a royal baby just born. Fox's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, Prince William and wife Kate welcoming their third child, a brother for 4-year-old Prince George and 2-year-old Princess Charlotte. The announcement from Kensington Palace reads, the Duchess of Cambridge was safely delivered of a son weighing 8 pounds and 7 ounces. The baby is the 5th in line to the throne. Dave?
This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
Your yard is not just a yard. It's a baseball diamond, a water park, a movie theater, and a grand banquet hall. Your yard is where memories are made, and you have the best seat in the house with the John Deere X350 Select Series tractor. Now equipped with the exclusive one-touch mulch control system, you can tell your clippings where to go, out the chute, or back into your lawn with just the push of a button. Nothing runs like family, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit your local John Deere dealer to test drive one today.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo is in line to be the next Secretary of State, but he may get a rare thumbs down today from a Senate committee.
Mike Pompeo may not win the support of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. All Democrats have said they'll vote no, along with Republican Rand Paul. No Secretary of State nominee has received an unfavorable vote since 1925. Regardless of the vote, Pompeo's nomination will proceed to the Senate floor for a full vote. Democrats oppose Pompeo because of his hawkish views on foreign policy and for previous comments on gay marriage. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
It's up to 117 Southwest Airlines flights canceled today, presumably some for emergency engine inspections, like the 40 planes Southwest grounded yesterday to scrutinize engine fan blades. A faulty one's being blamed for last week's engine explosion that killed a passenger.
We can be kind.
That was at a memorial service last night for Jennifer Reardon at her alma mater, the University of New Mexico. Nearly 1,000 people paid respects to the first person killed in a U.S. commercial flight accident in more than 9 years. A Colorado woman who took a Delta flight may have the most expensive apple you've ever heard of.
An apple could cost a woman $500, and that's just the beginning. Crystal Tadlock says flight attendants passed out apples in Delta Airlines logo bags near the end of her flight from Paris. She put the apple in her carry-on to save it for later. When Tadlock arrived at customs, her bag was chosen randomly to be searched. A customs agent said the apple was undeclared fruit and asked if her trip was expensive.
Said, well, it's about to get a whole lot more expensive after I charge you $500.
Tadlock also could lose her global entry status, which allows pre-approved low-risk travelers to get expedited clearance through airport security and at customs when entering the U.S. Tadlock is planning to fight the charge in court. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly before the opening bell in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new report shows sexual misconduct cases against the University of Illinois employees have gone up dramatically in the last couple of years. The News Gazette requested data that shows UI handled 51 sexual misconduct cases involving UI faculty, staff, or student employees in 2016 and 2017. That number had been 30 in 2015 and 26 in 2014. A Newman man died in a single vehicle crash in southern Champaign County this weekend. 44-year-old Clayton Garwood was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash a couple of miles east of Broadlands early Saturday. He was thrown from his truck as it rolled over. He failed to negotiate a curve and his truck left the road. A manhunt is on for a man from Morton, Illinois, wanted in connection to a quadruple homicide in Tennessee. The 29-year-old suspect is Travis Reinking. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
More cloudy than we anticipated today, and a 30% chance of showers. Today's high at 62, down to 50 this evening with a 40% chance of showers, mainly overnight. And then a 20% chance of showers on Tuesday's forecast. High 63, low 44, up to 60 with a decrease in the clouds Wednesday. Clear by Wednesday night, sunshine Friday, high 65. Friday, we do have some morning showers and a high 60, but by Friday night and Saturday for the marathon, the weather looks terrific. By Sunday, we'll be up to 70 with sunshine. And as you mentioned, Stevie, Monday and Tuesday, I've got mid-70s, so that'll feel real good. Right now, the temperature's at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, so we are getting some word of the urgency of the volunteer situation in the marathon. While we have 20-some thousand runners, the marathon at 26.2 miles is only 500 to 1,000? I don't think it's a big number.
That's right.
I think it's the smallest number because it's the farthest and it's most difficult. But we do have people coming from all over. But apparently there is some real emergency in the 100 volunteers needed, or they would knock the marathon out and make it a 13.1 kind of race?
It's true. It says on my text here from someone in the official spotlight that if these spots aren't filled, they will not be able to run the race as per the police and safety rules. So please help stress the dire need for help. 100 course intersection volunteers are needed for Saturday, April 29th or 8th. You get this official T-shirt. You get the drawstring backpack from Einstein Brother Bagels. We also have an after party for volunteers on April 29th. IllinoisMarathon.com. You have them click on the volunteer homepage and check out that course. Find a spot that you'll like and just work it a few hours. It's not much to ask.
It's going to be, I guess, depending on where you are in the race route.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, couldn't you take the 20 people in the first 3 miles and put them at mile 18?
Yes.
Couldn't you? I'm sure they've thought of that.
Right.
So they're just really short. And so.
Well, and I always choose earlier on, so I'm not, working too long.
Well, maybe people are doing that and they're not really. There's stuff. I mean, there's other things, in people's lives. Mm-hmm. And for some, this is a great event having hosting here. But there's a whole lot in our town going, this is inconvenient, and I got to drive around them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot, you're in your own thing. But the point is, you hate to have something this large and this economically good for Champaign-Urbana. It sounds very small town to not be able to get 100 more people in a community of, 250,000 around the region.
Right.
We ought to be able to get 100 volunteers, I would think.
And I think 18,000 participating in the event overall. I mean, the 5K is one of them.
That was over 20,000. But
maybe.
And I think the 26.2, the full marathon, are going to be just for probably the fewest runners, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I thought the number was around 1,000. So it'd be a shame to tell those 1,000 who have prepared for this.
Yeah.
They'll never come back.
That's right.
They won't trust it.
Well, that's why they love Champaign-Urbana, because not only they have the volunteers, but people along the race route that are cheering them on. I've had some friends of mine in Stoke Creek do a bacon stop and hand out bacon to runners if they want.
A marathoner eating bacon?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, anything for an extra push, and it was in the morning. And
I would have had a piece of bacon.
Exactly.
Nice thought,
maybe
bacon.
Maybe more for the volunteers.
I think Janet and I ran the Chicago in 1992, quite a while ago now, and I don't remember eating anything, which probably isn't right either.
Right.
We drank some water, and and it was really painful to finish that race.
Well,
but we did it. We got done.
And, you know, these highly proficient athletes that are running this know the timing of the carbs and when to load up and all of that. These days, I feel like it's more of a science on these running events, so... Evidently, you weren't that into it.
Well,
you
were
timing out the pasta feed.
There'll be a lot of people running this thing for the first time.
Yeah.
Like we were.
Well, that's true.
We were first timers, and we only trained 3 months, and we really never intended to run the full marathon. We were going to run, you know, 14, 15 miles and then get out and run St. Louis 3 weeks later. Then once we got into it, we just didn't want to stop. And Janet's knee hurt beginning at mile 2. And she went on and finished the other 24.2 with a hurt knee.
Wow.
Never said a word.
Okay.
So anyway, okay, so the volunteers necessary. What do people do if they have a few hours? And they can certainly call and say, well, I do have a window, but it's not very long.
Right.
What would they do?
IllinoisMarathon.com. All there's right. A big volunteer button, and you can sign up for that Saturday course.
But there's nobody
too.
To talk to, because what if your schedule is fragmented? What do we do if we really need to? I mean, you can put it in there, but it's nobody to.
And IllinoisMarathon.com, and there's some phone numbers.
Contact,
there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the window and if you have the desire to help in the weekend's events and big community event, I think it's great.
I know that for Tolono Fun Day, we need 10 to get a $250 donation. Some people are rocking it that way. For instance, Mercy's Refuge with Terry coming on and talking about if you volunteer under our umbrella, we can get some donation money back. Mm. And a lot of people like to do that sort of thing, too. If you support a different organization here in town, you can volunteer under their sort of umbrella of the charity so that they can get a kickback.
Very good. Again, IllinoisMarathon.com. Just go there and volunteer if you feel like it, if it's something you want to do and help. But apparently this is not just a call. This is an urgent plea.
Yes.
Otherwise,
the words dire need was used.
And if I'm running that thing and I've trained for all that time, I am a little upset about maybe not being able to run a marathon when
because
I train
of
for
short
it.
Of volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we're 20 short. I mean, really? I mean, right now it's 100, but let's say some people act right now and go to IllinoisMarathon.com.
Why couldn't, I mean, do you have to be an adult to stand there at the corner of?
I ask because my son Aiden is interested, and it's he and I together
okay,
in the
so
same
you have
area.
To have somebody 21?
Right.
Okay. Because I'm also thinking, out of the box, couldn't you go to a charity and offer $1,000 for your organization if you'll bring 20 people? I mean, there might be a way to creatively entice, you know, for the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me 21 Eagle Scouts, and we'll give you guys $1,000 for your organization. I mean, something. We got to get the 100.
That's right. Hey, by the way, CU Autism Network, an awesome 9th annual walk at the Champaign County Fairgrounds on Saturday. That was just a terrific event. And the Illini Collector Car Club with their car show on Sunday was terrific as we supported Cunningham Children's Home.
And did I hear that Centennial High School raised a record for dance marathon?
I know. I talked to people on Saturday at the fairgrounds at the Autism Walk that were involved in what Interact did for the dance marathon Friday night and just were so excited about being a part of that.
I think it was $26,000.
You're kidding.
I do, and if that's accurate, that's amazing.
Good for you, Ketchetarians, for us bringing on such a great idea.
We started the thing, but the kids like Jordan and all the good people that were coordinating that,
mm-hmm.
Michael and Jordan
Michael
were
Ryan.
On the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were on the show last week.
That's right.
Amazing.
Jordan
well
DeLuce
done.
Is great.
For the kids, you've worked hard to grow your farm and agribusiness forward, develop a sound succession plan to plant the seeds for your business future growth. What happens if the family really doesn't want to do it? Busey Ag Services and Busey Wealth Management can help you. Talk about transactions and succession plans and all these other. Know the difference between succession and estate planning. Succession plan is an intentional business plan directing the future of your farm or agribusiness. Estate planning, also an intentional plan on a broader scale, includes a transfer of your possessions. Make sure that you put your trust in two experienced and talented teams, the Busey Ag Services and Busey Wealth Management, working together as one Busey to help plan the future of your family farm or agribusiness. For exceptional expertise and individual solutions, call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com. Cultivating growth for more than 150 years, Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. Here we go with our sports headlines now at a quarter after 8. ESPN 93.5. Let's check that with Diane Ducey.
Well, we had the Cubs beating Colorado 9-7 yesterday, but that 96-mile-an-hour pitch hit towards the beginning of the game from German Marquez that hit Chris Bryant and left a cut near his left eye. He has passed concussion-related tests. But still, there was almost a brawl. A couple of assistant coaches got ejected after throwing some things towards the ump for not, you know, buttoning down. But Chris looked wheezy when he was walking towards the dugout and then left the game for a little while. Again, it's looking like he passed concussion-related tests. So they do like their big hitter, Chris Bryant.
Yep.
There was a little bit of a heated interchange there. Cardinals over Cincinnati, the final 9-2, Colton Wong and Paul DeJong with some big homers. And Adam Wainwright looks like he left with an elbow.
Yeah, he was put on the DL yesterday. He hadn't pitched since he pitched against the Cubs. Felt a twinge in his sideline workout, and they put him on the 10-day DL. Adam Wainwright, 10-day disabled list.
All righty. We've got your Redbird recap right now.
Mike, the Cardinals still had their hitting shoes on, and they used the long ball, and they used it very well.
They did, Mike. And you know what? They took advantage of a Cincinnati team that's really struggling, and that's what you have to do. You have to beat these sort of teams. But I like the defense, too, man. I mean, Colton Wong made some really big plays along the way. Miles Michaelis, man. Nobody knew what we were getting with him, but so far, so good.
Yeah, he's 3-0, and as he got the victory yesterday, and the Cardinals won the game 9-2 as they sweep Cincinnati. They swept them for the entire season. They won 4 in Cincinnati. They won 3 here at Busch Stadium. And you have to go back to last year when they continued their winning ways. A 9-2 victory. Day off today. We'll take on the Mets tomorrow on the air at 6:20. Mike Shannon with this Cardinal Report.
Houston over the Chicago White Sox 7-1. White Sox will host Seattle with the game starting up today. NBA action had Cleveland over the Pacers 104-100. Series tied at 2 apiece. 2 apiece for Washington and Toronto as Washington won that 106-98. Milwaukee and Boston tied up at 2 apiece. Bucks on top 104-102. And San Antonio beat Golden State to get their first win in that series. Warriors are up 3-1. On to Illinois baseball. Grand Canyon was a good team, and we anticipated that. The 5-3 was the final, and 24-11 is the record right now for our Illinois baseball team. Illinois softball swept Iowa. Illinois tennis, men's and women's winners. Women's and men's golf team both got second.
Yeah, kind of exciting for women's golf. The guys expect to win everything they play, and it didn't happen yesterday. But Nick Hardy did get second. The women, the second in the Big Ten is big for them. That's a real ascension. Men's golf, again, if they don't ever win everything, then it's like, oh. But, I mean, second, again, on a really good field. So Mike Small's team, and it wasn't even close. It was first and second. Purdue and Illinois. Purdue got them, edged them yesterday. And then the next team was like 15 shots behind him or something.
That's right. Andrew Landry with his first PGA title in Texas. Pittsburgh over Philadelphia, Nashville over Colorado. So those teams will progress on towards the Stanley Cup.
And Andrew Landry, first time he ever won the PGA. And the Texas Open is something that, you know, gives other guys a chance.
Okay.
Zach Johnson was the only name released there. So this kid won over $1 million. Keep your sunglasses off during the interview. Just a tip.
Okay.
But he was crying. He didn't want, but he should have. That would have been real and had been authentic.
Right.
And take your sunglasses off after you win your first PGA.
He was feeling the don't let him see you cry.
Yeah, and his wife and little baby were there.
Aww.
Here you go with your weather forecast.
Chance of showers today. Otherwise, a little cloudy. And we've got a high 62 and 50-hour low tonight. Another slight chance of showers into tomorrow with a high 63. Clouds at a low 44 by Tuesday evening. Decrease in the clouds come our way midweek with a high 60, low 36. Sunshine expected Thursday with a high 64. We're currently at 49 on ESPN 93.5.
And they laid to rest Barbara Bush in a private ceremony that still had hundreds. The picture I thought of Bill and Hillary Clinton and George and Laura Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack and Michelle Obama, right. And Melania. Melania was there as well. Melania Trump, the president's wife, and that was a very nice picture of all of them together. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 at 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, a British financial commentator is suing Facebook for defamation. Martin Lewis, who runs the site MoneySavingExpert.com, filed the suit in the UK. Lewis says Facebook has been carrying ads with his photo and name for months, wrongly implying that he endorsed the products. Lewis says despite repeated attempts to have them taken down, the ads continue to appear. Toymaker Hasbro's business plunged in the recent quarter, including the impact of Toys R Us stores closing, it lost money. Hasbro chairman Brian Goldner says the company is working to put the near-term disruption from Toys R Us behind us. It makes My Little Pony, Transformers toys, and Disney princess dolls, among others. Oilfield services company Halliburton is reporting a stronger quarter. Its earnings top forecasts, but Swiss bank UBS's earnings are disappointing. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis for the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to eight and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You can get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I'm feeling my way around this Honda, and it has enough room to seat up to eight. This must be the Honda Pilot at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Pilot for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Johnson has jumped in the studio. Neighbor, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing,
Stevie? You are a neighbor. Tell people who you are.
Yes, I am Gina Johnson. I am a life coach and mental health therapist. I own Blueprint in Urbana, literally right across the parking lot from you guys. I see you guys every day on my window.
I always see you with your dog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I have two of my dogs that come in every day to the office.
That's so therapy, man. Stop.
Yeah,
therapy.
Isn't it?
Doggies.
I know. People always, if they're not there, people are disappointed. They say, could I just reschedule my appointment?
Exactly. There's no doggy to cuddle with.
They are therapy dogs, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yes.
They help people through a tough time sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think just a lot of times petting a dog or your cat or your pet really does help. It induces a calming response in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a seminar.
Yes.
Tell me about your book, by the way, and thank you for the copy. Tell me about it.
You're welcome. Let's Make It a Habit, Train Your Brain to Navigate Negativity.
Mm.
We all tend to think that our brains are set in stone, that we have fixed personalities, and we don't. And that's what my book really is about. It's about learning how to train yourself to improve different areas that you want to improve or grow. As specifically with how you deal with negativity. And I think that the timing couldn't be better for everything that we're going through in our country and world right now.
I'm telling you, it is really, really, I'll buy into all this. I think it's critical that you can, but it isn't easy.
No, it's
you
not
can,
easy.
You can get mired in depressing, bad, can't happen versus I believe it can happen.
Exactly, yes. It's so easy to get sucked in, and that's another part of what my book is about. It's about why our brains more easily go to the negative things in life than the positive or neutral things. So we have this thing called negativity bias that we're all prone to, and we're prone to having the negative things affect us 3 to 5 times more than positive or neutral things.
Why?
Yeah, it's evolution. That stuff protected our ancestors. So saber-toothed tigers were chasing our ancestors. Other tribes were stealing their food. And so they had to be on the alert for the negative things and the bad things that were happening.
Because they did happen.
Yeah, they did happen.
You know, you see, saber-toothed, I'd think pet. Yeah. They think lunch.
Yeah, baby,
come here.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the thing is, our brains haven't changed much since then. So our brains are always on the alert for threats.
Why do we get together in the doorway and just thrive on somebody else's misery?
Yeah, exactly.
So gossip is so damaging. It's so bad.
Yeah, it is. And some of that is, I feel bad about myself in some ways, and it makes me feel better, you know, to think about what other people are going through, that misery loves company thing. But what I like to say is that's always really short term, okay? So you're really exchanging a short-term gain for long-term pain. Because how do you feel when you walk away after you've done that?
Probably shouldn't have said that.
No, and it's bad, and it damages people.
Yeah.
It really does. And the negative, there's a real deal. And I guess it's easily understandable if you think about that person at work you avoid.
Mm-hmm.
That's negative because you don't want to be around them because they suck the life out of you, right?
Exactly. And I always say that I named that person. I say that person is Janice, okay? Sorry if there are any Janices here. This is a made-up person. But that's Janice. And, you know, when I get my talks, I always say we all wish that Janice was here, Janice from our office or Janice that's our relative, okay? We say, oh, my gosh, I wish Janice could hear this because she is always saying something negative. But the thing is, we've always been...
I would have named her Hilga or something.
Hilga?
Yeah, Janice sounds like a nice name. Hilga or something. Anyway.
Okay. Stevie, you're getting off on
the wrong point here.
Okay, so what I'm going to say is we've all been Janice, or for you, Stevie, Hilga.
Yeah, all right, I've been Hilga.
But sometimes Janice doesn't see that.
Right, that's right. So sometimes we don't see the Janice in ourselves, right? Yeah, and Janice doesn't see it in herself. Yeah, and so it's about learning to look at ourselves and be more aware.
Okay.
Because we can't control other people. That's my main point. We can't control what they do. We can only work to be the best version of ourselves.
I can't think of one thing you said I don't agree with. So where do people come for the seminar?
To the Civic Center, the Urbana Civic Center, and it is from 11 to 12 this Wednesday.
All right.
If you're interested in coming, contact the Urbana Business Association or visit their Facebook page, and you can sign up to attend the seminar. Wow. If you can't attend the seminar and you'd like to talk to me, you can come over to my office or give me a call. Visit my website, letsmakeitahabit.com. If you just want to look at the book is available on the website, too.
Awesome.
Well, it's all good. Gina, great job. I think this is really important, and people have I'll be willing to bet that they'll leave there feeling better than when they arrive.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I would like to say is that we can make really big changes in our lives by just changing a few small things, you know. So if it's just looking for one good thing a day and sharing it with someone, or just noticing like, oh, I'm about to say something negative about someone, and stopping yourself, and then doing that more and more throughout the day and throughout your week, that really does make a difference. And that's how we start to build habits. And habits really are the key to our emotional, mental, and physical well-being.
Okay. Only an hour, 11 to 12, Urbana. It'll be at the Civic Center in Urbana, 11 to 12 Wednesday. Free?
No, it's not free.
$100?
No. I honestly can't remember the price, but there is a lunch served, too. So a lunch comes with
You just can't beat it. How much is it worth for you to feel more positive about everything?
Exactly.
See Gina. And again, this Civic Center, it's Wednesday, 11 to 12. Definitely worth your hour. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
MyGoodThings.com.
MyGoodThings.com. You ought to reach out. Gina Johnson, Let's Make It a Habit, the book. And she's at Blueprint.
Sweet. Yes, Blueprint.
Good to have you here.
All right, thank you, guys.
Good stuff. ESPN 93.5, we're going to check your news. Come back with our final half hour of the morning. Jeremy Warner Show. Jeremy's back. 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, hard to believe obstructionists may vote against Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee votes on his nomination today. It's just a recommendation, and Republican Rand Paul says, though, he'll vote no. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders tells Fox and Friends.
Rand Paul should have faith in the president's decision as a supporter of his, that he's making the right decision for our country.
The full Senate has the final say. Still on the loose, a man who shot and killed four people at a restaurant near Nashville.
Police in Antioch, Tennessee, say the number of deaths might have been greater if not for the acts of James Shaw Jr., a customer at the Waffle House who confronted Travis Reinking and wrestled away the AR-15.
Anybody could have did what I did.
Ryan King remains on the loose. Police believe he still has possession of one handgun.
Fox's Evan Brown, the man who grabbed the guns among four people hurt in the shooting. He was grazed in the arm. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Newman man died in a single vehicle crash in southern Champaign County this weekend. 44-year-old Clayton Garwood was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash a couple of miles east of Broadlands early Saturday. He was thrown from his truck as it rolled over. He failed to negotiate a curve and his truck left the road. The Exchange Club of Champaign is set to honor the 2017 Officer of the Year today. He is Officer Timothy Atberry. WCIA says he's been with the Champaign Police Department since 1992. Illinois universities are seeing a big rise in union activity. The Chicago Tribune says the University of Illinois, University of Chicago, Loyola University Chicago, and Northwestern University have seen more union buzz. Graduate teaching assistants at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, had a 9-day strike in February, leading to a new contract. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone? Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today. I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy. Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks.kbb.com. Kelly Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelly Blue Book Company Incorporated.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
30% chance of showers. Today's high 62, down to 50 this evening. Slight chance of rain into tomorrow morning. High 63 expected. Clouds and low 44 Tuesday evening. A decrease in the clouds with a high 60 on Wednesday. Sunny by Thursday with a high 64. At this point, high 60 on Friday, 65 on Saturday, 70 on Sunday, and partly cloudy conditions. The chance of rain on Friday's forecast is early, so things are looking good for the 5K and then into the marathon weekend. By the way, if you could step up and volunteer, they're looking for you. Right now, the temperature's at 50 on ESPN, 93.5.
And you can always text in your thoughts on anything we say or do, 359-2255. I am going to CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., part of the Hard Working Man series. I'll be there tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Hi, it's Stevie J, and I've enlisted to do the work of hardworking men and women in East Central Illinois. There are more hard jobs on the way with Tabman's Towing, Spring Green, CarX, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and Champaign Public Works and Mobile Meter. Follow my Hardworking Man series brought to you by Spherion Staffing, weekday mornings at ESPNCU.com or on Facebook by searching ESPNCU or Stevie J-A-Y.
Join the Youth and Family Peer Support Alliance for Children's Mental Health Awareness Week 2018 and their family dinner and dance in Rantoul. This event takes place at the Linden Banquet Center in Rantoul on Friday, May the 4th, starting at 5 p.m. Families will enjoy food, music, a resource expo, raffles, dancing, live entertainment, and more. Call the RSVP at 282-9582. That's 282-9582. Or visit this station's community calendar online.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com. All right, Silver Tsunami, rise of the baby boomers, age 65 plus, soon outnumber people under 18. Ruh-roh. Population of those aged 85 or more years is projected to triple in the next couple of decades. In 2010, approximately 1.8% of the U.S. population was made up of individuals 65 or older. Now it's going to be 4.5% or higher by 2050. Senior care expert, founder of Acapella Home Care, Joe Alch. Joe, how are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
Wonderful. She's a registered nurse, works in the Dallas area. Acapella Home Care. So you guys go around singing acapella.
Nice.
We do. No, we take care of people in their home. We're private pay. And I love to sing, so I just came up with that name. So.
Well, it's a nice thing. So this is your company, founder of Acapella Home Care.
It is.
It's necessary, but boy, I tell you, you run the numbers. It can be really expensive.
I mean, six digits a year.
Easy. I mean, right? I mean, it's a lot of money, and if you have it, great. I know that a lot of seniors buy the, like the, what is it called, long-term care insurance.
Okay.
Does that cover you?
Right. Long-term care insurance does cover me, but unfortunately, there are very few people that take advantage of that insurance.
Hmm.
And there are 10,000 people turning 65 every single day.
Oh, my.
And one in 10 of those has some form of dementia.
Yeah.
So it's a very scary thought out there, you know, that we have needs, and we have to address those needs before they happen.
Okay, so what do I do?
Well, it's important to do your homework. And, you know the conversation with teenagers about college, where do you want to go, what do you want to do? It's really the same thing with seniors as we're aging. We have to make it a household dining room table discussion. It's got to be a conversation for adult children, for seniors, so they can have the conversation. What do you want to do? What, you know, if you could see yourself in 10 years aging with this disease, whatever it is, how do you want to live? How do you want us to handle things? And it's just important to have that conversation, although it's difficult to do.
You know, you've got to comb over different scenarios, too. I know, you know, and Barbara Bush wanted to be at home in that last week and didn't want to have a lot of tubes and things keeping her alive in a hospital bed. And people sometimes are reluctant to have visitors in that stage. Also, you don't want to go out being remembered as, you know, in the hospital bed. So what do you say to people like that?
Well, I just say, you know, for our staff, you know, when they go into a home, they have to pretend there are those four hospital walls. When you're in somebody's home, it's easy to relax, you know, but they have to remember that they are working. And, you know, in order to be able to stay at home, just having a little assistance may make the difference between being at home and having to move to a senior community. So it's, you know, we have these conversations with seniors and their adult children every day, and that depression generation just fights it. They don't want somebody with them at home, but a lot of times it's a necessity.
Well, I'm telling you, too, it not only is this empathetic and caring and all the good things, but it's a good business model if everybody's going to be old. I mean, there's going to be a lot of need.
There is, and the demand is going to outweigh the supply.
Mm.
And so we just do create, our business has doubled here in Dallas since last March. It's just crazy how busy we are. And it's not just me, it's my competitors as well. And it's just because people's needs are increasing as they're aging. So it's just important to find reputable people, encourage training. I encourage all of our staff, even our lower level nurses' aides, to go to school to get that education. And I came from very humble beginnings, and I wound up going to nursing school in a community college. That was all I could afford. And now I own a large business. So it just starts, you know, with baby steps on both sides, you know, it's just important to have that education.
Talk about how critical. We always say you have to have good people. You really have to have good people that are patient, that know what they're doing, that can handle a crisis.
I mean, sometimes the clients are cussing you out when you come in their door, I'm sure, because I know at least
three
examples. So you've got to be compassionate and understanding, that's for sure.
We do, and you know what? A lot of it is, you know, the families have to give a little, too, and the patients, too. And, you know, sometimes our caregiver may be doing the very best job, but she doesn't know how to work a fancy coffee machine. And so those are the kind of things they cannot expect them to do something that they can't do.
Yeah.
You know, they are there to provide the needs of the patient, and that's a challenge a lot, is have they taken the trash out correctly? Have they, you know, did they make the scrambled eggs? You know, did they do them 2 minutes instead of 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those kind of things I just try to educate. And fortunately, with the Internet, you can get recipes, you can get instructions pretty easily on your phone.
Yep.
But, it's just making people happy, and we have to meet them where they are, and they're grouchy. But, you know, when you think about not feeling good, sometimes you can be kind of grouchy, yep, too, you know. Uh-huh. So
Joe Alch, it's Acapella Home Care. How do people find you, Joe?
We are on the Internet. It's acapellainhomecare.com. We have two offices and another one on the way.
Wow.
And just look for us. We're always there to answer questions, and we can help direct you, even if you're not in Dallas.
You just have a caring voice about you, Joe. Keep up your fine work. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.
Y'all have a good day there, too. Dallas Acapella Home Care.
Really a good idea, but again, it takes a certain kind of person to do that work.
A certain kind of person. Tough stuff. 844.
When you define classic plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all work is warranted for 2 years. A $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Materials are superior using durable copper-lined pipes. Costs are mostly 20% less than other plumbers. By promoting a good culture of doing good work, Classic Plumbing takes pride in hiring outstanding people. At Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Muhammad, you'll get technology with a tradition of value. On Facebook or online, classicplumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use mobile meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the mobile meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the mobile meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
PM News.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point.
Matt Jones, Ben Hartsock. Now, Ben, these four guys, I don't know that I've ever seen a year where it doesn't seem like consensus on which of those four is better is obvious.
My take on the top four quarterbacks, we just don't know. I'm not going to take my number one, number two, number three overall pick on guys that are just there by default. That's why I'm a Saquon Barkley guy. Why not take the guy I recognize?
So you'd take a running back. Like,
I would.
That's, no one considers that a thing you should do anymore with the top pick, but you would still do it.
I think the evolution of the NFL right now proves it. Look at Zeke Elliott. Look at Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
The running back position is coming back into vogue. The NFL is a pendulum. They swing back and forth. We went from an era where we were spreading the ball out, and so players got smaller. So now running backs are becoming more important.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. Ah. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple...
ESPN 93.5, quick check of your sports. Here we go.
Cardinals win 9-2 over Cincinnati. They've got the day off. Cubs win 9-7 over Colorado. They've got the day off. Chicago White Sox lost to Houston 7-1 yesterday. They've got a game against Seattle. Grand Canyon over the Illini 5-3. And we had the softball team sweeping Iowa. 9-7 was the final. We were winners in tennis, winners in golf, or second place. So good stuff happening. We had Pittsburgh over Philadelphia, so they win that series in NHL action. Nashville over Colorado, they win that series 4-2 in that quest for the Stanley Cup. That's essentially sports. I know the NBA folks are
in draft tonight. Jeremy Warren will have all that stuff if it is. I think there's an NBA draft. Is it an NBA?
Right.
Whatever. Good luck to him.
So, and Chris Bryant got hit, but he has passed concussion-related tests.
And Cardinals won 8 of their last 9.
Yeah.
And we'll take that.
Brake squeaking? See your CarX man. Whether it's a squeak, grind, or they just don't feel right, CarX Tire and Auto is your Champaign and Danville brake expert. Right now at CarX, get a free brake inspection, then get $50 off per axle on any brake work necessary. Quality parts, trained technicians, and the best guarantee in the business. CarX is the best in brakes. That's right, $50 off per axle on any brake service. To find one of our 5 area locations, visit CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call Max, 217-359-7293.
Our good friend Jane DeLuz, Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you on this Monday morning?
We're great. It's marathon week. That's good, right?
It is. Favorite week of the year. Love it. With bringing in people from all over the country and world and get them all running and enjoying our flat course, which is great, and our Midwest hospitality. Can't beat that.
We got a text in, Jane, saying, my feelings are a bunch of people running the marathon make a bunch of money on it, but they clog up the city all day. They need volunteers to pay. They need to pay people to work it out. You know, there's been back and forth. They need some volunteers in this last stretch. What are your feelings on all that?
Oh, gosh. I think any time you have an event of this size, there's going to be additional logistics that go with it. And when you have people running, you do need to close the course. But I think if you look at it in our broader picture, it's a $10 million economic boom to this community. It's a sellout weekend for our hotels. Our restaurants get a lot of people that come in for it. We get to showcase our community. I think people have to look at it from a broader perspective versus they maybe can't get out to go to their grocery store at 10 a.m. like they've normally done. And I think that Mike Lindemann and Jan Seely, who worked diligently year-round to do this, and this is the 10th running, so they've done it 10 times now, is they figure out that the course is like rolling open. So it's closed at first, and then it's not the whole course closed for the whole time.
Okay, so what about the volunteer need? I mean, we're struggling here at the stretch of the last 100. Is that always the case,
right,
or is what's up with that?
I think that it often is. I think people think, well, they've got plenty of people. They don't really need me. And I think you get the normal, regular volunteers. You have groups of volunteers that will have the same course intersection year after year. And then I think it's just what they're looking at now is they're kind of filling in some key components and the key parts where they need to have additional volunteers for the safety of the course. Yeah. And so I think people don't always realize that, well, wow, they do need a lot of volunteers. They don't need me. And then it comes out to that toward the last minute. And no matter what you do, oftentimes with events, it always comes down to the last few days where you need volunteers. So the marathon's not unique in that regard. People just kind of don't think about it until they're asked.
Okay, so Dance Marathon for the Kids, Children's Miracle Network, Friday night. Say what?
That was an amazing moment. It was so cool to see. I mean, what people don't realize about this fundraiser is these are high school kids. This money is raised by grassroots, you know, bake sales and bracelets and cookie dough being sold throughout the year. I think it's not just like you have one big drive and we have a lot of, you know, wealthier people that come in at the last minute and give money. It is a year-round effort that's done by high school students. And so the best part about that event is, yes, it is about the money, and they did break a school record by raising over $26,000, and that will go for the kids at the St. John's Children's Hospital. And Stevie, as you know, since your family, your kids are the ones who started this, it is so meaningful to see and hear the stories of those families and what these efforts go to do. And so that's the important part, is there's high school students, all the things going on in the world, these high school students are working hard for other kids.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Congratulations. I know Jordan and Michael have to be thrilled as people that were kind of leading the way. So well done. All right, Jane, let's have a great week. It's Eleanor Mouth on Wake.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Talk to you later, Jane DeLuce.
Good to get the numbers. $10 million economic impact.
That's a biggie, man. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you can still get to the grocery store. You just have to think about how you're driving to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to another grocery store.
That's right.
Like a bazillion of them.
Exactly.
We are out of time. Mentioned Alan Dershowitz coming Thursday. The Geese College of Business is one of the big sponsors of this public lecture. It's open to the public at Follinger on Thursday night at 7:30. And I hope to have that interview with him sometime in the next couple of days.
All right, we'll get that in the can.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The Jeremy Warner Show is next.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanics.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com. The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign-Urbana and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111, 217-359-2111, or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.